This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Now, the Trump people, they're lunatics. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. These people are completely insane. They are insane. And you got this mercenary Bruisewitz who I have no problem with Bruisewitz. I don't even know that man. Like, I met him, you know, a couple of times, but you know, he's come at me a couple of times on Twitter because of my perceived disloyalty. I am not loyal to King Trump. I am not loyal enough to our God and Emperor Donald Trump. And that's one of the problems that a lot of people have with the Trump people. They're like thuggy, you know, they attack, they're mercenaries. And when you look at somebody like a Bruisewitz, like, it is very obvious that he likes being in Trump world and he likes pledging allegiance and total loyalty to Trump. And, you know, he wants to be on the private jets and he wants to take the selfies with Trump he wants to get in Trump world no matter what. And I get it. You know, I get that there are people that have made that decision and think that they won't get thrown under the bus in a hot second. Look at, you know, a couple of people that became Trump roadkill and you ask them how that worked out. But anyway, so not only are these people crazy, fundamentally what they make the Trump campaign look like is a clown car of chaos. If Laura freaking Loomer is somebody that you think can effectively represent your candidacy and your campaign, and you think that people with the sense that God gave them are going to be like, yeah, like, you know, I want Laura freaking Loomer, you know, in the Oval Office. Like, it's a joke. And at this point, like I said, voters that are this terminally online know what candidate they prefer. So you're not changing their minds. You're all just basically making yourself look desperate. And like that, and that's real tea. real tea is you guys are all looking super thirsty. And the reason that I think, and I'm not going to bring, you know, slick Vic Ramaswamy into this. Oh, that Vivek Ramaswamy. Oh, he's so greasy. He slides when he walks. All right. And we'll get into him in another episode. But the reason that Slick Vic is doing so well is because whether he's being propped up or got a battery in his back from the Trump team behind the scenes, like, who knows? Like, who knows what's going on? But Slick Vic has made his entire candidacy about himself and about his vision for America and about what he believes and about what America needs to move forward. Slick Vic is not making his candidacy about Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis. Or, you know, look, he criticized Nikki Haley, but he criticized Nikki Haley because she is a bloodthirsty warmonger who wants to get us into World War III before a vote is even cast in the Republican primary. But when he did criticize her, it was all about policy. So fundamentally, people are over the Trump and DeSantis people arguing with each other. I'm tired of it. The voters are tired of it. And at this point right now, and Ashley St. Clair tweeted something that I thought was very brilliant. She was like, look, what needs to happen on Twitter is that people need to be openly identified as being paid for in some capacity by some campaign. And I think that that will make everything a lot clearer on Twitter in terms of, you know, the things that you're actually listening to. So it's very obvious that the Loomers and the Bruisewitzes of the world are on Team Trump and are getting paid somehow, you know, by Team Trump. It's very obvious that Pushaw and a lot of the DeSantis people are like officially on the DeSantis campaign. But there's also a lot of people that are sort of like running, that are running. Well, here's the thing with the Trump grift. The people that are like super, 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 super pro Trump and all that stuff, like that's their money and that's their base. Okay, so they may not necessarily be getting paid by the Trump people, but they know they better not, you know, they better not piss off their base. Because when your base is super duper duper hardcore Trump, if you criticize him at all, like these people unfollow, like they'll cut you off like a scorned ex-girlfriend. Like, if your base is that Trumpy, my base is Trumpy, but they're not so crazy that they just mass unfollow like when I criticize Trump. So fundamentally, what it boils down to is this. I kind of lost my train of thought. But what it boils down to is this. These people that are advocating for one candidate or the next or whatever, they're annoying all of us. Oh, this is the point that I was making. The point is that a lot of these, there's a lot of people on that are DeSantis influencers that are going hard for him, but they're not necessarily sort of saying like, I'm officially on campaign. It makes everything really gross and it makes everything very murky. And I think that a lot of these people are just basically trying to confuse people on Twitter that don't know the game. And that's why, honestly, problematic. Like, that's why I made the decision to like, just basically just be out of this, to not endorse and to be independent. And I'm going to leave you with this. The great Wendy Williams. I had a conversation with Wendy Williams. This is about maybe 8-10 years ago in New York City. She gave me a piece of advice as a media person, as a media figure that I never forgot. And the advice that the great Wendy Williams gave me is this. And she was celebrity gossip. She was entertainment. And Wendy Williams said, if you are going to serve your audience by keeping it real about all of these people, you can't be trying to go to the parties and you can't be trying to go to Kim Kardashian's wedding and you can't be trying to go to the Oscars and you can't be trying to do all that. She said, I talk about these people. This is my job. Then I go home to my real life. And so for me, you know, moving forward and all of my stuff, like I took that to heart. So am I going to have dinner at Mar-a-Lago? Yes. Like I'll be there for an event next week. Maybe if this doesn't publish for the dinner and I get blacklisted. But fundamentally, if I'm going to keep it real with all you problematics, like if I'm going to keep it real with my audience, it's not like I'm not trying to be on the Trump campaign, like, or you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be in DeSantis world. I'm not trying to be in Vivek Ramaswamy world. Like, I'm damn sure not trying to be in Nikki Haley world. So that's me just keeping it real with all of you guys. And the reason that these Trump and DeSantis influencers are annoying everybody is because they are not focused on what their candidate can do and deliver. They are way too focused on fighting each other. And it is annoying everybody else.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, Problematics, Q&A time. And this is a very, very interesting question. And I'm so glad that I got this because what I've learned the most about becoming a conservative, and you want to call me right-leaning, you want to call me Republican, you want to call me conservative, you can call me any of those things, that's fine. But I really learned that nobody is coming to save you. And that, to me, is the most fundamental lesson that I've learned in all of conservatism and all of the 5 years. Nobody is coming to save you. So this is Tina, a question from Tina. And she says, none of them care about us. And by them, she means, obviously, you know, Republican, Democrat politicians, the swamp, all of that stuff. None of them care about us. How do we help ourselves? Because they are not going to. That is a great question. That is a great question. And you guys know that I'm all about the motivation and the self-help. This is what I say when people ask me, like, how can we help ourselves? How can we do this? Fundamentally, nobody is coming to save you. These Republicans are not coming to save you. These Democrats are not coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save you. Okay, so fundamentally, you have to help yourself. That is the fundamental thing. The fundamental thing is that you have to help yourself. And I think that that's the most important thing forever. And how do you help yourself? How do you help yourself? And I'm going to tell you, and this is what I think. Fundamentally, as Americans, as people, as human beings on this earth, we have to focus on the things that we can control. And I'm learning this lesson myself right now, Problematics. I'm telling you, like, I'm going to do a Motivation Monday podcast. I'm going to really break into it. I am learning this lesson right now. Fundamentally, what we all have to do is we have to focus on the things that we can control. Because we can't control what is happening in the world. We cannot control what is happening in the swamp. We cannot control what Trump is going to do, what DeSantis is going to do, what Nikki Haley is going to do, what Vivek is going to do, what anybody is going to do. We cannot control any of these things. Fundamentally, the only thing that we can control is ourselves. And I think that as conservatives, as people that lean right, whatever you want to call it, that is the fundamental change. That is the fundamental difference of our worldview from Democrats, because Democrats think that only government can save you, that only government can help, and that we have to worry about climate change and war and all of these different things. And these people cannot even fix their own lives. These people are walking around looking like slobs. These people are not making money. These people are brokies. Like, these people are doing all of this stuff, and then they're trying to wag their finger at you about freaking climate change. It's ridiculous. It's fundamentally false. It makes no sense. All right? So we can only focus on ourselves. And so when you know that the economy is effed, when you know that you're not likely to buy a house anytime soon, We know that groceries are more expensive, the gas is more expensive than the southern border and all that other stuff. I'm telling you guys, the only thing that you can do is you can refocus the energy on yourself. And I think the first thing to, and it's hard because there's so much noise in the world right now. There's so much noise. There's so many things that are jockeying for your attention. There's so much social media and there's so much strife on the news. And then you've got TikTok and you've got this and you've got that, all of that other stuff. So I think that fundamentally the only thing that we can focus on is ourselves. So what can I do? I was going through a situation like this, I would say about a year ago, where I had, you know, and I think I was open about this a couple of podcasts ago, but 2022 was professionally like literally one of the worst years of my life. I lost all of my contracts. I lost friendly. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. And so I went to Europe and I ran away from everything for a month and then, you know, came back. And then I sunk into this depression that was like 6 months long. And how I got out of that was when I started refocusing my energy on what can I control? What do I have right here in front of me? And when I focused on what I have right here in front of me, what are my connections? What are my skills? What are my talents? What work can I do? That's what lifted me out of sort of the haze of losing those contracts and losing that income and having to get knocked back like very far. So that brought me out of that. And then that brought me to a place where I'm not doing as well as I was before, but I'm definitely at, you know, 70% of that, which is still better than I was before when I was really doing well, right? And so that was the thing that brought me out of that. And I really fundamentally do believe this. Like, these people are not coming to save you. Trump is not coming to save you. DeSantis is not coming to save you. Nikki Haley is not coming to save you. All right? These people are not coming. These people do not care about you. These people do not care about me. All right? So fundamentally, you have to zoom out of all of the other stuff and zoom in onto what you can control. And for me, and when I'm going through periods like this, I'm like, okay, this is what I can control. I can control, and this is my fitness thing, I can control what I put into my mouth. I can control whether I'm working out. I can control my work ethic and my hustle. So if I'm making less than I was before, or if I have access to less contracts or whatever, then I can control the work that I'm putting into in finding other contracts and defining and developing and creating other sources of income. And I gotta tell you guys, with this internet, like this social media, like we call it weird internet money, there are a lot of different ways to make money out there on social media. And not just as an influencer or a commentator or whatever. There are people that are doing drop shipping on Amazon that are making money. There are people that are, they got the iPhone hustle and they're out here selling old iPhones and all stuff like that. Like, this hustle and this stuff is out there for you to take control of your own stuff. And I think, honestly, for me personally, like one of the biggest things that happened for me in terms of this 5 years is I stepped back and I was like, okay, well, what do I have? I have an audience. So I built this audience up. Okay, right? So I don't necessarily need to have a contract from iHeart. I don't necessarily need to have a contract from Fox News or from any of these other places. What I need to do is I need to figure out, okay, so if all I have is this audience and all I have is my connections and all I have is my skills and my talents, then how do I monetize all of these different things? And that's how I figured it out. And the way that you look at that may be very different. There are people even during the pandemic who, there was this woman that was baking cakes and that was the only, and her cakes were good, but she was just doing it for friends and family. And during the pandemic, she just made a business out of it. And folks, let me tell you, you don't need to use social media. Like, you don't need to be a political person to build a social media following. There are people that have built money off of social media followings doing all kinds of things. And one of the things that I do is, like, I help one of my side hustles that I developed is I help small business owners figure out how to build their stuff up via social media. Like, I consult on these things. That's what I do.
you're, you know, guys, you know, DM the socials or hit up robsmithvet@gmail.com if that's something, if that's consulting you're interested in. But these are different things. I had to figure out, like, what my skills, what my resources, what my assets were. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you do the same. That is the only way that you're going to be able to control your own destiny. Because these people are not going to save you, and these people do not care about you. All right, as always, thank you, Problematic, so much for joining me. You can download Can't Cancel Rob Smith on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, you can always follow me on social media on Twitter, now X, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Rob Smith Online.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.